Hey everyone, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I'm Chad Hasty. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. Of course, you can listen to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pup app, you can take the show wherever you want to go. The Weekly Standard has a very interesting piece out today. Putin didn't save Obama, he beat him. With Russian proposal on Syrian chemical weapons, the United States being escorted out of the Middle East. This from the Weekly Standard. Maybe Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin really did discuss the idea of putting Syrian chemical weapons under international control last week on the sidelines of the G20 conference. Putin sure doesn't care that Obama's taking credit for the proposal or that the administration is posturing like a mob enforcer. Quote, "The only reason why we are seeing this proposal," said White House spokesman Jay Carney, "is because of the threat of U.S. military action." Right. Putin is laughing himself. Whatever. If Obama wants to sell it like Christmas miracle on Pennsylvania Avenue, that's fine with Putin. Why? Because Vlad won. Reset with Russia was originally a strategic priority for the Obama administration because it saw Moscow as the key to getting Iran to come to the negotiating table. But Vladimir Putin, from the White House's perspective, was destined to the role of junior partner. Now, Putin has turned the reset upside down. He's now helping Obama with a jam in Syria, but he's not really helping him out. Instead, Vladimir Putin's looking like the savior. He's looking like the guy who wants worldwide peace. Meanwhile, President Obama slumming it over in the corner, acting like he's the guy who came up with all the ideas. I still don't know if this plan is going to work for the United States and Syria and Russia. Again, I still think, as I said on the weekday show today, that you will see action in Syria. It would not surprise me to see U.S. military action eventually in Syria. It may not be this week, may not be next week, but I think eventually you will see it. Another story, this from the Telegraph. Flailing Obama slumps to the lowest ratings of his presidency as U.S. voters see him as weak and an indecisive leader. On Tuesday night, the president will deliver one of the most important political addresses of his presidency, trying to convince a war-weary American public to support his call for military intervention in Syria, having casually drawn a red line in the sand on the use of chemical weapons. Obama's own credibility, not that of the United States, is on the line, according to the Telegraph. He faces an uphill struggle to win over public opinion, almost certain heading for defeat on Capitol Hill, where opposition is mounting among members of Congress. I actually don't think you will even see a vote on Capitol Hill due to this Russian involvement and the Russian plan for Syria. But it is true, the Obama presidency is flailing out there. 36% agree that President Obama has adequately explained the reasons for U.S. military action in Syria. 27% believe President Obama has clearly identified what the U.S. goals are. 55% of those surveyed disagree with the assertion that the reasons for taking military action in Syria are stronger than they are for what happened in Iraq. 74% believe military action in Syria is more likely to provoke additional violence in the Middle East. Overall, 60% of voters disapprove of the way President Obama has handled Syria. Only 29% approve. Those 29% are the same 29% who will always love President Obama, so that's not too shocking out there. Tomorrow is the 12th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. We'll talk about whether or not Americans really still care about what happened 12 years ago, whether it's still on the front of our minds or not. Whether or not we honor the anniversary, we look at the anniversary in a way that's appropriate, or if most people have just moved on and for a lot of people it's just another date on the calendar. Now, there are some ways of memorializing 9/11. You think of what happens here in Lubbock. They put out the flags, and it's beautiful. Going by in the morning or late at night, you see all those flags out there. A lot of churches will hold different memorial services. But a Wisconsin golf club probably did the thing that you should not do. A Wisconsin golf club owner advertised 9 holes for golf for $9.11 to mark the anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. He apologized today, but said he would keep the club open despite a backlash that included death threats. Tumble Down Trails Golf Course near Madison, Wisconsin, advertised a special in the Wisconsin State Journal on Monday, saying it intended to, well, memorialize the 12th anniversary of the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. The discount, which included 18 holes for golf for $19.11, was good for the anniversary on Wednesday only. News of the offer spread on social media, and the golf course's Facebook page was overrun with negative comments. Yeah, you probably shouldn't advertise some sort of special for 9/11, trying to cash in on 9/11. Yeah, that's not so good. Probably should not do that. Tomorrow on the show, Larry Williams will join me. He'll take your automotive questions. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter, at Chad HD Radio. That's at Chad HD Radio on Twitter. Oh, by the way, Apple announced today their new iPhone. They got 2 new iPhones that are out, the iPhone 5C, which stands for color, and the iPhone 5S, which is the all-new, brand-spanking-new, awesome phone from Apple. Pretty cool phone. They've come up with a lot of stuff for the iPhone 5S. I haven't taken a look at too many of the specs right now, but the camera is supposed to be absolutely amazing, and they have a new thing called Touch ID, which is a fingerprint scanner, but they don't want to be creepy and call it a fingerprint scanner, so they called it Touch ID. The funny thing about this, Apple went out of their way to stress the point that your fingerprint will only be on the chip inside the phone. That's the only place it'll be stored. It won't be stored on their servers, and it won't be stored on iCloud. Yeah, they're a little bit worried about the NSA as well over at Apple, though I'm sure someone will still find a way to crack it and be able to get your fingerprint. But have fun. Go ahead. It's a nice phone, although it comes in gold now, which I guess if you want to be flashy, that's the way to go. Want to thank everyone for tuning in. Remember, Chad HD Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on KFYO. Follow me on Twitter at Chad HD Radio. City Council meeting meets tonight. Be sure to go and sound off. Give them hell at City Hall.